Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome back to another episode of the Cryptid Corner. As always, I'm going to be your host, Casey, and this week we're going to be discussing the Lizard Man of Lee County. And now, it's a folklore of Lee County, South Carolina. The Lizard Man of Scape Ore Swamp, also known as the Lizard Man of Lee County. It's an entity said to inhabit the swampland of the region, first mentioned in the late 1980s. The purported sightings and damage attributed to the creature yielded a significant amount of newspaper, radio, and even like television publicity at the time. And Professor of the Religious Studies Joseph P. Laycock described the media frenzy and subsequent cult appreciation for this and other similar claims as a following predictable chain of events. A strange sighting, media attention, more sightings, followed by visits from curious tourists and monster hunters or thrill seekers. Researcher Ben Radford states that this is a compelling story, though, but several important aspects wither under like skeptical scrutiny. So it's another one of those things where a few people throughout that time claimed to see it, and we'll go into a little bit of the history of this. So on July 14th, 1988, the Lee County Sheriff's Office investigated a report of a car damaged overnight while parked at a home in the area. And the area was like around Browntown outside of Bishopsville, South Carolina, on the edges of Scape Ore Swamp, which is the reason why the Lizard Man is also known as the Lizard Man of Scape Ore Swamp, as well as Lee County. The car reportedly had tooth marks and scratches with hair and muddy footprints left behind. Sheriff Liston Truesdale noted that this was the state of various claims, and that eventually coalesced into a story about a lizard man in the swamp. So it kind of grew and evolved into this thing. And prompted by the news of the vehicle's damage, 17-year-old local Christopher Davis reported to the sheriff that his car was damaged by a creature he described as a green, wet-like creature about 7 foot tall and had three fingers, red eyes, skin like a lizard, snake-like scales 2 weeks prior to the event. According to Davis, he was driving home from work the night he was driving home from work where he was working night shift at a fast food restaurant when his car got a flat tire. Oh man, sorry, I just stumbled all the way through that. Okay, so he got a flat tire, and after fixing it, he saw a creature walking toward him. Davis got in the car and began to drive, but the creature was soon on top of the car. He applied his brakes, causing the creature to roll off the car, giving Davis enough time to escape. Coverage by the local newspapers and the media resulted in the increasing attention to his claims, and local businesses began selling Lizard Man t-shirts, and the local Chamber of Commerce encouraged the media attention as good for the community. So I mean, of course, it was bringing tourism. It's almost relatable to Roswell, and so the way that exploded, I mean, probably nowhere near as big and successful as Roswell is with their alien claims. But the increase in the newspaper and the media publicity prompted further reports of the sightings, though. And the area soon became a tourist attraction for visitors and hunters, and local radio station WCOS offered $1 million reward to anybody who could capture the creature alive. Now, on August 5th, Kenneth Orr, an airman stationed at the Shaw Air Force Base, filed a police report alleging that he had encountered the Lizard Man on Highway 15, and he had shot and wounded it. He presented several scales and a small quantity of blood as evidence. But this guy's last name is spelled O-R-R, recanted this account 2 days later when he was arranged for unlawfully carrying a pistol. He was picked up for that, and then the misdemeanor offense of filing a false police report. According to Orr, he had hoaxed the sighting in order to keep stories about the Lizard Man in circulation to keep the legend alive, and reports of the creature gradually declined at the end of the summer. Local law enforcement officials speculated that the sightings were likely to have been caused by a bear as opposed to a giant lizard creature. So in 2008, CNN mentioned the Lizard Man legend in a story about a couple in Bishopsville, South Carolina, who reported damage to their vehicle, including blood traces. The blood traces were subsequently found to be from a domestic dog of sorts, though the local sheriff suggested it might have been a coyote or a wolf. But in 2015, local television station WCIV, if that's what you say that, or WC4, not really sure about that one, but they featured photos and videos claimed to be the Lizard Man, allegedly taken by unidentified individuals or anonymous persons. In August 2017, the South Carolina Emergency Management Division sent humorous tweet regarding possible paranormal activity during the solar eclipse that passed over the area, hinting that people of Lee and Sumter County should remain vigilant for sightings of the Lizard Man. So we'll go into some more of like the story being drugged through like criticisms and things of that nature after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So there was a skeptical investigator by the name of Ben Radford, and he states that the details of Chris Davis's story do not hold up under scrutiny at all. Sheriff Truesdale stated that Davis's story never wavered, but Radford writes that just isn't true. And over weeks and months and repeated tellings, the details changed many times from Davis, from having scales to the creature being packed with mud. How far away Davis was from the creature when he first saw it, and whether or not it attacked the car. Radford questioned Davis about how he was able to see details of the lizard creature at 2 a.m. when there was no lighting nearby in the heavily wooded area, when the moon was not that bright that night. And if this was an aggressive creature, why were there no other credible sightings? According to Radford, the timing of Davis's story didn't make sense. If Davis saw the creature in the shadows while he was closing the trunk of his car, Davis still had to get back into the car and take off, yet Davis claims that the creature was so fast that it caught up to the car when it was doing 40 miles per hour. And reports vary with the source that Davis told the police about the attack like two or more weeks later. After investigating, Radford states that the lie detector test administered to Davis may have been a publicity stunt by a Southern marketing company arranging like personal appearances for Davis at the time. Another curious issue was that there were no photographs of the damage to Davis's car, which provides some evidence that something did happen. Newspaper accounts give various descriptions of damage done to the car, and in the local newspaper, Davis is quoted as saying he escaped with no more than a scratch on his fender. Radford states that Davis's report is quite literally incredible, riddled with both implausibilities and impossibilities as well. And it may be sincere or it may be a hoax, but in either event, no hard evidence of the creature has ever been found. So it's more of a folklore that, in my opinion, that never was based in any sort of truth or any sort of true sighting, but more or less just a hoax. And maybe the initial damage that was found to the car, not Davis's car, but like the initial person, if I understood that story correctly, I think that may have been done by some kind of wildlife. But it didn't stop it from showing up in media, such as like in 2010, the TV program Destination Truth featured the legendary creature. In children's books such as Maniacal Monsters and Bizarre Beasts include the monster and their beasteries. I'm such a mush mouth today, guys, just really stumbling through this one. And Linda Godfrey's American Monsters includes a chapter on the Lizard Man. The Lizard Man also appeared on the sci-fi show Fact or Faked, an episode titled Reptile Rampage. The original story ran in more than like 100 newspapers across the country though during the time. So that's all we're gonna have today at the Cryptic Corner regarding the Lizard Man of Lee County. As always, I've been your host, guys, and if you're interested in any merch for the Cryptic Corner, you can find that at crypticmerch.com. Currently released a new design. It's out there on several different pieces of apparel. There's even stickers available, coffee mugs, whatever you might desire. I'm going to be releasing different color schemes for that in the coming weeks as well. If you're a new listener, be sure to follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook to find like bonus photo albums as well as other content behind the scenes type of stuff that is sure to show up there pretty soon. And you can find that using the handle at the Cryptic Corner. And if you'd ever just like to be a like, if you want to be a bonus guest on the show, do an episode or just chat with me or reach out with any sort of personal experience, cryptids, lore, anything strange or macabre, just shoot me an email at caseycryptic@gmail.com. That's CaseyCryptic at gmail.com. And as always, if you're enjoying the show, be sure to rate and review, because it really helps grow it more organically, helps people find it, and you know, just helps support the people, the community of people that are just interested in these folklores, legends, monsters, cryptids, and everything else. But more importantly, above all else, guys, remember to stay creepy.